Blog Talk Radio.
It's time for Keeping the Boom in Boomer with Dr. Melanie Lane. As we age, there's nothing that says we have to lose our vitality. Dr. Melanie and her guests will give you proven methods to help you enjoy the second half of life. Here is the host of the show, Dr. Melanie Lane.
Good morning. This is Dr. Melanie Lane of Zing Living, where I educate, inspire, and empower people to create and actually live healthier lives. Welcome to my show, Putting the Boom in the Boomer, a show dedicated to helping baby boomers enjoy their senior years to the fullest by maintaining excellent health. This morning's guest is someone I personally look to as an authority on creating and living a healthy and fulfilling life, Mrs. Beverly Sharp. Mrs. Sharp enjoyed a lengthy, successful career as a self-made businesswoman in real estate while simultaneously raising three wonderful children. Well, actually, one of them is totally awesome, and the other two are just okay. She has since retired, and her life appears to be fuller than ever, including extensive time volunteering in third world countries, hiking the Colorado Mountains, and participating in half marathons with her children and grandchildren. I look forward this morning to hearing about how she is making the most of her senior years and what advice she might have for the rest of us. Mrs. Sharp is someone I consider an inspiration, and that's not just because she's my mother. So, without further ado, welcome, Mom.
Well, thank you. And it's fun to have the opportunity to be able to share with other people some of the things that have worked for me, making it quite a trip as far as through these senior years.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you on the line. Now, we're speaking today for the benefit of baby boomers, many of whom are just now entering their senior years. Since you've already started writing this story of your senior years, please tell us what this chapter of your life has been about.
I think this chapter has been creating a new chapter in my life. I can back up and say chapter one was as wife, mother, and making a family. They were mostly wonderful years with a few rocky bumps along the way. But chapter two started after a divorce, and all of a sudden I was on my own with three children to raise. So, where were we going to go from there? Well, I wound up getting into real estate and had a wonderful career as a residential real estate broker. And that chapter, we evolved from that chapter to another one when, first of all, I remarried in the early 80s to a marvelous man. However, his life got cut short with he lost a battle with cancer way too early. But anyway, long about that time, I decided, grandchildren are grown. The real estate just wasn't fulfilling my life anymore. And so, well, it's time to create a new chapter. Grandchildren have arrived and living in the same area, so they're opened up. Here's a new opportunity for starting out on this new chapter. Started taking them when they were quite young up to the Colorado Mountains, generally without the parents. They were so much more fun if you could leave the parents at home.
Sure.
And had to, establish the fact that I was something besides just a spoiling grandmother, that, for their safety, we had to all get on the same page here. Anyway, though, I had the opportunity to hike with them, to float on inner tubes on the rivers, you know, just do things like fishing, build dams on a creek, make mud castles beside the creek, things that city kids don't get to do. I'm just filled with wonderful times and memories that'll be with me forever, and they seem to be with my grandchildren, too. I started looking also during this time for some volunteer opportunities, and first one that came along, and I will preface this with saying you have to be open and looking for things that interest you.
Hmm.
One Sunday afternoon, a friend of mine and I decided that we would go to a cruise show. There was a cruise show at the Civic Center in Plano, Texas, where we were living. And so all the cruise lines were there, set up with their fancy booths and their banners and all of the neat places that people were going to cruise to for the next year or two. Well, over here in the corner was a little booth with a banner up at the top that says, "Come do a different kind of cruise with us." So that kind of piqued my interest, so went over and checked that out. And this booth was manned by a group from an organization called Mercy Ships. Mercy Ships is a group of three hospital ships, and doctors, nurses, medical personnel volunteer their expertise for anywhere from a month to sometimes 3 or 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
And they keep a ship off of the coast of Africa. At that time, they had one in the Caribbean, and I believe the other one was around the Philippine Islands. But they would go into port, and then the people from the towns or the villages would come to the ship, and doctors and nurses would attend to all kinds of medical problems.
Mm-hmm.
But that, what they needed were support people.
Okay.
So they needed people to wash dishes, cook food, prepare food, just, you know, take dirty dishes from here to there.
And so that's where you came in.
Mop the floors, sweep the floors, clean the potties. So not having any medical expertise, I thought, well, there ought to be some place there that I could fit in. So I did some more checking on this organization. Fortunately, their international headquarters was only about 60 or 70 miles east of Dallas. So I went over there and was amazed at the operation that they had going. Dormitories for training the medical personnel to go and stay and work in the ports of these countries. But everything seemed to kind of check out, and I felt good about it, so I signed up to volunteer. Went through a screening process that I could have gotten a security clearance after that. But they decided I was okay. And a couple of months later, they called me and asked would I consider going to their one land-based operation in Nicaragua, interior of Nicaragua.
I want to interrupt you for a moment. How old were you at this time?
I would have been 64 or 5,
mm-hmm.
something like that.
And so you didn't have any concerns about your physical ability to meet their requirements and to travel there?
No, that was not an issue at all.
Mm-hmm.
So I took I took a lot of time to get ready for this, and then took off on the plane and headed for Managua, Nicaragua.
Wow.
Not exactly with my family's blessing.
Mm-hmm.
they were not as excited about this as I was.
Okay.
So I have to admit, though, when the plane was circling Managua, there began to be these thoughts going through my head, you know, what have I done here? What was I thinking?
Right. So how did it turn out?
Turned out to be a fabulous experience. I was actually based in a, they had a base there in León, Nicaragua,
which was about 2 hours from Managua, and worked with children. They had started a little day school there, another little group of little shoeshine boys that would come in after they'd worked during the day, and they were 10, 11, 12 years old. We were teaching them ABCs and numbers. Had the opportunity to do field trips out with a group of nurses from Canada and just help corral kids when they would go from village to village, seeing patients and doing evaluations on what kinds of things were needed in that area. The group there was working with helping people develop better hygiene, learning better sanitary habits, and it was a very, very eye-opening experience.
Mm-hmm.
Just met wonderful people. Just, you know, it just opens your eyes. I could have just been dropped off on a different planet.
How was it so different?
Well, none of the things that are not even luxuries, things that we just take for granted. I went up getting acquainted with a family that lived in a refugee camp. They lived in a cardboard house with dirt floors, no beds. They had one thing that resembled a bed, which they insisted I come and spend the night with them a couple of times, and I got that bed with a blanket thrown over it. And, you know, there were like six of us in this little small area, probably the equivalent of 300 square feet, and along with a parrot and two dogs and a cat. And so
wow.
I just met fabulous people, just, you know, totally opened my eyes to a whole new world.
Mm-hmm.
So I wound up going back. They called me and invited me to come back the following year, which I did, and did essentially the same thing. Then I had the opportunity to go to the Dominican Republic and actually work on one of the ships. And there I worked primarily in the kitchen and did whatever was needed there. And
so what's been the importance for you, the benefit to you of all of this social service, this volunteer work that you've done?
It so much broadened my horizons. It was the thing of expanding my thinking.
Mm-hmm.
You know, here I am mid-60s. I can go and do basically whatever I've really set my mind to the fact that, you know, that I want to do. It's that thing of opening your mind
mm-hmm.
to different possibilities.
I would say it took a lot of courage to do that, too.
Well, I had some shaky moments at times, but overall, the rewards have just been so great.
Mm-hmm. Wow. So what else have you been
after
doing
that,
since you retired?
Well, after that, then, through all of this, I've been kind of interested in learning to eat healthier, to be more physically active. And so what probably triggered that was I was in a car wreck in 1996. So that's, you know, 15 years ago. And came out of that with broken ribs, broken nose, and a broken neck. Had the same break as Christopher Reeves did, but fortunately I had a full recovery. Didn't move into the spinal column, so I had a full recovery after living for 4.5 months in a halo traction unit, but gave me lots of time to also think about things that I wanted to do with my life.
Wow, yeah.
So during that, at that point, I had a bone density test, and they said when I was, you know, like, that was probably when I was closer to just 60 years old, you have the bone density of an 85-year-old lady. So I wound up getting into joining a gym, starting to work out, and becoming much more physically active because they said that was the best thing you could do, aside from, you know, taking calcium and magnesium, the physical exercise. So I began to modify eating habits and really work at, you know, working out, and started walking. And these were the things that got me started in that direction.
So I just want to stop for a second. You actually took your doctor's recommendation to heart.
Yes, they made a believer out of me.
Mm-hmm.
Life, I was enjoying life too much to have this take me down.
Mm-hmm. So you began exercising, and then what?
Well, along the way here, a granddaughter challenged me and my daughter and a daughter-in-law to get involved in doing half marathons. She was running half marathons, and so she said, if I would come to Arizona, where Dr. Lane and her husband were living, would I come out there, and we'd all do this half marathon together with the different generations, which was just a hoot doing it with grandkids, kids and grandkids.
Yeah.
So that was the first one that we did. We didn't really, the granddaughter knew how to train. The rest of us didn't. And so we barely crawled across the finish line. But I just thought, this is so much fun. We've got to do this again. So, actually, there were two grandchildren that came out and participated in it. So, then the next year, we did that again. And so now it's just led to different members of the family have become involved. And it's just an annual thing out here in Arizona now that we do this. I've also done it in San Antonio with a daughter-in-law, and then went to Nashville and participated in one with a granddaughter. That one wasn't a granddaughter. That was a friend of mine, and had a fun experience in with the Country Western Marathon.
Mm-hmm.
So that has just made for lots of good family time. Plus, if you're going to participate in one or two marathons a year, you have to stay out there walking. You
right.
have to stay physically fit. Because the more physically fit you are, then the easier these things become. And it just becomes a challenge. You know?
Mm-hmm.
You're challenging yourself to, do this in a better and have a better time for it.
So let me ask you, what's the difference between training for a half marathon and just going to the gym and walking on the treadmill?
Well, there is a difference. You go to the gym, and you're walking on the treadmill, you're indoors, and, you're watching the TV, you're listening to your iPod. When you're out walking, when you're training for a marathon or a half marathon, you need to be outside, walking outside, if the weather's at all permissible, and enjoying being outdoors and just enjoying nature around you, whatever's around you.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's just more of that being thankful for every day and being thankful that you can get out and that I can get out and do this.
So this sounds like something that's more spiritual than just exercise. I have to exercise to keep my bone density up. This is a lot more than just the treadmill.
I think different people are on different spiritual paths at our age. But this definitely enhances my connection with nature and my spirituality. And I think it would more for some people than it would for others,
mm-hmm.
because different people are on different spiritual paths, and being outdoors and being among nature and so on, just that's different for different people. But I find it just absolutely awesome to
yeah.
be out where I am right now. I am now living in a Grand Sun City Grand in a suburb of Surprise. The suburb of Phoenix, and have this awesome, beautiful area to walk in, which is just, you know, I'm just so thankful every day that I have this opportunity that, and that my health allows me to get out and do this.
Yeah.
And certain things we're endowed with, we have to have a few genes on our side, but so much of it is so controlled by what we, how active we are and how we eat and what our mental and spiritual outlook is and our social outlook. I think the social aspect is a very important thing.
Mm-hmm.
Socializing with other people, that's one of the things I'm enjoying out here. There's so many activities and things to do. No reason for anybody to get bored here.
So what I'm hearing is that being healthy is not just about taking your vitamins and walking on the treadmill, that there are multiple pieces to the pie. You've touched on physical health. You've also touched on spirituality. You've talked about your attitude or mental health, and you've also mentioned remaining socially active.
Yes. All of that needs to kind of, you balance that as much as possible.
I see. So how do you balance those things?
Well, just every day trying to do something that's stimulating mentally. You know, doing the volunteer work that I was doing, I soon learned that it would be extremely helpful if I could speak Spanish and communicate with these people besides playing charades with them. So I went down and I signed up for a month in Antigua, Guatemala, in a Spanish school, and I lived with a Guatemalan family for a month. That they spoke no English to me, and so I'll have to say that initially there was very little conversation, but that grew over the month, and by being away from all the other distractions of being at home, I learned Spanish. Well, learned
so they didn't speak language. English to you. Did they speak Texan to you?
They didn't speak anything that resembled
English or Texan.
English
okay.
Or
that
Texan.
Was a real challenge.
And of course, they wouldn't have understood me if I'd talked to them. They had to learn to understand my Texas Spanish.
I see. I didn't mean to interrupt.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
I've remained socially active. I love to dance, to, you know, go to a football game, whatever rolls along out there that looks of interest. You know, cultural, there's all kinds of wonderful cultural things going on, in, whether it's here in Phoenix or where, that, you know, if you're interested in that, find out where it's going on, when it is, and go for it.
So after you shared all of these different pieces of your life and how you work to keep each part healthy, what would you say is your best advice for someone entering his or her senior years?
Well, I think one of the things important to me is I would like to think that I'm continuing to be a positive influence with my grandchildren. You know, we have a lot more time to work on things like this today, or many of us do, than we did when we were caught up in the busy life when we were raising our own children. So you get a second chance with
mm-hmm.
the grandchildren. There are things that I think people need to find what they are, what they're interested in, and they have to be open for it, and they have to look for it. It doesn't just always show up on your front doorstep.
So you have to be proactive.
My comment has been to other people, they need to get off of the couch, turn off of the TV, and find things that you enjoy, where you're, you know, preferably outdoors, preferably you're doing it with other people.
Mm-hmm.
Just stay as active as possible. You know, if you're still smoking, do your best to kick that smoking habit. If you enjoy socializing, you know, drinks, do it moderately. Maintain a healthy weight level. And, you know, eliminate as much stress as possible from your life. Stress, one can learn to deal with stress because, you know, realistically, nobody's going to get rid of all the stress in their life. But some of these things, just simple things that, you know, we probably all hear and read, but you have to put them into practice.
Mm-hmm.
So I think those would be the things that I would emphasize to people.
So get off the couch, find something you're interested in and that you enjoy, set yourself up to be a role model for somebody. Quit smoking, limit your alcohol. Something you touched on earlier was attitude. Would you say a little bit more about that?
Well, I think each morning when we get up, we have choices to make. We can choose to look at it, I've got this to do, I've got that to do, you know, I don't have time for anything except this candy bar for breakfast or a donut. We can make choices with all of these things that we were just enumerating. Fill in again with your question.
The importance of attitude.
Okay. The attitude that we take about dealing with our problems, can make all the difference in how our day goes. So just be aware, I can choose to look at this as, you know, a big problem, or, you know, let's get in here, let's fix it, and let's move on. You take those, one of my expressions I like is, you learn to make lemonade out of those lemons that come into everyone's life.
Mm-hmm. Well, the last thing I want to ask you is what you still have on your list of things to accomplish.
Well, I think what we touched on earlier, continuing to be, as much as I can, a positive influence with grandchildren or any other senior center seniors that that I have an opportunity to visit with. I'm looking forward to doing some volunteer work here with the Native Indian groups. These people are full of a wealth of knowledge and wisdom that sometimes wisdom in areas that I think we kind of overlook.
Mm-hmm.
They certainly have knowledge of nature more than what most of us have. On a very personal note, I'm looking forward next year. I will move into the 75 to 79 age group.
Congratulations.
I would like to win that age group as far as the marathon next year.
All right.
And,
sounds
think
like an
that's
awesome
possible.
Goal.
So, anyway, I'm interested in getting into ceramics. I've never done anything like that, and I'm really looking forward to learning to make something out of mud. I'm signing up for some dance classes. Haven't done a lot of dancing until I moved out here, but there's a lot of dancing going on, and I need to learn how to do that.
Okay.
So there's so many activities here that are involved. My problem is just making choices of how many hours there are in the day. How to fit it all in, which makes for just a wonderful life.
Well, I thank you very much for your thoughtful insights and your time this morning. It has been an absolute privilege to watch you as you continue to grow and evolve. And I have to say that I hope I am just like you when I grow up.
Well, thank you very much. And it's just fun to be able to share thoughts and ideas. Thank you for having me.
Well, I appreciate it. To our listeners, thank you for being with us. If you'd like more information on living your best life, I invite you to visit my website at www.zingliving.com, or you can call me at 623-242-8809. Be sure to look for my upcoming ebook on creating your healthy living plan entitled Keeping the Boom in the Boomer. Ta-ta for now.
You've been listening to Keeping the Boom in Boomer with Dr. Melanie Lane. Keeping the Boom in Boomer is a Boomer and the Babe Enterprises radio production. Contact them at boomerandthebabe.com.